Coming at you live on the Well, I know it's a Saturday. How you all doing? It's been a while since I made one of these audio diaries, journals. It's been on my mind, but I've just really been busy. Really been busy. April was a flash, and now we're in pretty much the second week of May. Yeah. After attending the birthday party at my bro Dwayne's house, pretty much been working, you know. The weather's been all right in April. Like the first 2 weeks of April was pretty all right, you know. Nice weather. Mid-April was very nice, like late April, nice. And then now in May, in the last 2 days, we've just been slapped by these fucking. The weather dropped, the temperature dropped, like really bad. And we start getting these like very windy days and then very rainy days, and then we had thundering days. This is what, about 2 days ago, it was thundering on the Thursday, thundering on the Friday. No, sorry. Yeah, actually, no. Thundering on a Wednesday, thundering on a Thursday. Friday was yesterday. It was chill, but it was still cold, very kind of like breezy, chill. Nippy, as they say here in England. I got myself a nice tea, made myself some yarrow green leaf with two hibiscus. What? Well, one and a half, I would say. One and a half hibiscus tea petals, leaf petals, and I got some reefer stalks in there. I'm getting these very good stuffs from the Albanian man for a year now. And this one come nice and dry. Crushed it with my hands, you know. Got a lot of stalks and stems, just steeping it in my tea. You know, reefer tea. You know, I should find one of these dealers, see if we can get some organic. I should ask the Albanian. Yeah. But then again, nothing beats true fucking ganja tea, you know what I mean? I love smoking reefer. I'll keep saying this and I'll keep saying this again. I love smoking reefer. Anyway, so yeah, the weather's just been cold. My training has gone off the fucking rails because of work, man. I've been covering one of my work colleagues. His about last year had a new child. Recently, just took a week off. Jeez, man. So I had to cover him. Fuck, you know, I did Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, Sundays are the hardest because you're basically on your own at the gym in Bannatyne. And as a cleaner, you're fucked, man, because the spa girls, the spa sections, li literally booked out all the fucking time, right? And then on the weekends, you can bring the kids in. So whole families come in. Shit. Oh, the pool hall. Jeez. No screaming kids. Kids running all over the place. Hi, mister. You know? That kind of shit. And you're practically on your own, you know? You don't really get to finish your duties. You're like, the main things you gotta do, really, every day, especially in the men's section, you gotta clean the showers. You gotta do the steam room saunas at least minimum. And the amount of guys that come in compared to girls, you know, shit, man, it's like a social club. So you gotta clean them, but on a Saturday, sometimes you don't even fucking get to clean them, you know. If you're lucky, you're gonna have like one person, either like Emmanuel or Solomon, on a Friday night closing the shop. So at least you know he's at least cleaned the fucking showers, or at least done the steam room. So certain's done, you know what I mean? And then on a Saturday, man, you really ain't got time to do shit because they put me on some fucking weird hours, man. I get my 7 hours and shit, but put me in like midday. Like 12 o'clock, man. 12 to 8. That's when you close on the weekend. 8 o'clock. Ooh. Yeah, my throat was getting a bit dry. So, yeah. And pretty much the spa section's all booked out. So you're really focused on like portering. Actually linen portering. You know, you're taking dirty towels up, washing them, folding them, bringing them back down, checking them. You know, and then your colleague leaves around 4 p.m. So you're on your own. Now you gotta deal with the guys. They trash the fucking place, man. Oh shit, they trash the toilet. They trash the changing room. They trash the steam room. Trash the sauna. Trash the showers out there. And then they trash the fucking pool. Fucking trash everything, man. Jeez. It's like they can't flush the toilets. I had to come into the workplace. Checked the upstairs, the way upstairs toilet, right? It was fucking clogged. Motherfucker, I tried getting that plunger in there. That little brush plunger thing, you know? And didn't work. Flushed it. Got worse. Shit was overflowing. You can make an infinite wish on that fountain, let me tell you. Forget about it. So, yeah. That was fucked. And then, man, I ain't even fucking talk about work. Either way, we made it. So I've been really, like, recently having kind of like worries about what's going on. And I mean, not the fuel crisis, not that I know the agenda, I know what's going on, but I'm just worried for the people around me, man. They don't want to do shit. And unfortunately, my bro Yanis had a little altercation at work. Not like a physical one, but the people at work don't like him, so they kind of all conspire to do him in and suspend him and not let him know when he can come back to work. So basically, they're waiting for him to fucking leave by his own fucking self. And he said to me today, nah, he's waging war. Fucking John Rambo style. Janos means John, so he's actually John Rambo. Janos Rambo. So yeah, man. Cool. You know, don't let them fucking bully you like that. Especially in this time, man. I might put one more petal in there, one more hibiscus petal, make it a bit more tarty, you know. So yeah, man, and then good thing is my brother Dwayne, my dearest brother Dwayne, he messaged me and said that he feels like he wants to drop his friend because for 4 years he's been letting him know about like what's coming and shit like that, and yeah, his friend just keeps his head buried in the sand. Hey, I've been there. I've been there. Oh, I've been there. Yeah, better you walk away, man, let me tell you. Better you walk away. Yeah, man. Because when people walk away from you, that's fucked up too. But from the subject's point of view, that's even more fucked up. So, yeah, man. So yeah, I did it recently. I had a little kind of like nice experience with the Yi, with the Wen Wang Gua 6 line divination method, which is purely like totally away from the traditional way of doing like prognostications and divinations and shit. You know, the way you read a hexagram is different. You don't read the texts, you don't use the books. You purely come at this from the point of view of the five elements and a bit of feng shui, you know, with the constellations and shit. Yeah. And because it's about the five elements, is directly related to the seasonal timings and the timings every day, every month, every year. So it's very accurate. Plus, you can ask, many, many questions, many, many different subjects, So now you're kind of like actively engaging with the hexagram, because right there and then there's direct data, like the five element data, what it represents, and then the stars, the what you call it, the and then you got the what you call it, what the elements represent, the associations, and different objects. Now you got like the feng shui principles of the five elements, and that's a great help. So you got all this intel, as compared to just like the traditional way, you do the yarrow, or maybe you throw the coins, you come to a hexagram, and then you kind of like, if you're not into the books, you look at the trigrams, the associations, the imagery, and then the relationship and between the two, because there's two trigrams, and then you kind of like do a dissertation there. And then some people would also use the text, like the line text, the judgments. But the problem is, I guess that's why the year's been debated for like fucking thousands of years, because people can't seem to get the so-called original meaning. There is no original meaning, because now that with the modernist scholars, with their historical research and excavated materials and shit, we now know that the line texts are basically a compendium of different folk sayings, probably of different times, that's melded into one. And the yi, I can't remember who the author, the quote came from, but the yi is totally devoid of like gender, opinions, narrative. It doesn't even have a fucking narrative. It's fucking random. And you try to decipher code, and you're trying to decipher all these meanings, and you're not getting it right. But with the six line divination, the Manwonggua system, really, man, it's really, really powerful. So anyway, I had a little hiccup. I had an important phone call that I needed to make to someone, Actually, no, someone needed to make to me, because personal business, don't worry about nothing. So I opened up the reading, and for a couple of days, I got basically the same thing that is money related, to the money I'm going to get. The hexagram, I can't remember which hexagrams I got, but in the hexagrams, both of them, the monetary line, that the line that the lines that govern the money is present, and it's doing all right. But it's related to like there's a hidden danger. I didn't know what this meant when I did the reading, so there was like hidden danger to one of them, and one of them relied on speech. That kind of fucking threw me off, man. Now I know, like, okay, so the danger is related to whether I'm getting the money or not, and it has to do with speech, phone call. But the phone call never happened, because I recently found out that, I think it was maybe like 9 months ago, man, O2 was it Vodafone? Because Vodafone owns O2, shut down the last 3G networks for mobile. I'm not talking about internet, I'm talking about like 3G, mobile, just like making calls, sending text. Yeah, it used to run on 3G, now it runs on Volt LTE. That's like 4G, and then your 5G. So now you've got to be connected to the internet, right? All the time. So my phone, the Samsung Galaxy S10e, fucking got shut off, man, basically. Can't make calls, can't receive shit. So yeah, that was the danger. Pretty interesting. So now when you have two like lines of the same, you can read them as two sides of one thing. and merge them together. Very interesting. So yeah, man, I'm happy with the garden work here. Things are growing well. Pretty much learning as I go along, really. Got all these seeds. I tried planting some Vespa beans today. Don't know how that's gonna go. So, yeah. Got my fertilizer, my nettle banana fertilizer. That water's fucking black, man. Shit, it's potent though. Use that to feed the plants, man. Shit. Get back on the train. Got myself a kettlebell. First, I'm starting out with a 10 kg. Really, never really done kettlebells before, but upon what I researched and listened to Joe Rogan and various other kind of like martial artists, yeah, man, kettlebells are the shit. All natural movements for the human body. Functional training to create a capable body. And then looking good is just a byproduct. But man, I love smoking reefer. Jeez. Anyway, now I'll leave you. Regarding my dearest brother Dwayne, yeah, so. He's had some trouble. Told me about his friend. And got into like a little talk about how basically we're gonna double down on the infrastructure of freedom. Oh, I've already been working on mines, man, serious. Yeah, but it's good to know my bro's really walking that line now, you know. Yeah, I'm proud of you, man. If you ever listen to this, bro, I'm proud of you. Coming at you at 2026, man. Shit. No, that's not 826. I'm talking about the year, cocksucker. I got one sparking up, man. Fuck me. Don't know where you are. Don't know what you're doing, my bro. A sling dick and tell them to go fuck themselves, man. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm gonna leave you. Keep chilling.